Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Allie Breen's on the phone. She has some pretty devastating news. Plus, Frank Caliendo and Pat Godwin in studio. It's all next.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to be joined by the lovely Allie Breen, who's probably in Mexico. Every time we talk to her lately, she's in Mexico with some strange man.
Last time I saw a picture of her, she wasn't in Mexico. She was in a bath of wine.
I saw that.
A wine bath?
Yeah.
What is it, Halloween? That just creeps me out.
Wine bath, baby.
It's creepy.
Treasure bath.
Well, I'm thirsty.
Looks like blood.
It does look like blood.
Let's get we'll get Allie on the phone in a second. That's Ace in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That's Chick McGee.
I have an announcement.
Okay, we'll get your announcement in a second. The man in red, not red wine, but is the brilliant comedian Frank Caliendo. The equally brilliant.
I completely knew it was me.
In the
no doubt.
In the hand-me-down khaki shirt. That's formerly my shirt.
Don't give me no hand-me-down shirt.
It's,
I got one already. Josh gave it to me.
That's all very nice.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Good key there. We have that's Pat Godwin. Christy Lee is wrapped in a wrap
because
she's freezing.
Yes.
Hey, Allie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Allie. Well, Allie, Christy just handed me this picture. Is this from your Instagram or something?
Yeah.
What's the photo?
The wine bath? Yeah.
Yeah, it's looks like a giant tub, and there's beautiful brick
walls.
What's
it good for other than scaring the hell out of everybody? Because it looks like a bath of blood.
Exactly. No, that's mostly what it's good for. It's supposed to be like some ancient bathing thing that gives you all the antioxidants. I mean, I'm sure it's complete fabrication, but that's what it's supposed to do.
So where would you find this place?
You're drinking a glass of wine.
In Soho. Yeah, and Soho in New York City, they have it. So, they have a bunch of different baths, and they give you, like, wine and cheese and give you head massages while you're bathing. I mean, it's great.
I have a question.
Great. They give you what?
I have a question.
You ever have a head massage, Josh?
I mean, the old knob polished.
The old knob polished every now and then.
No low-hanging fruit, boys.
Oh.
Allie,
that
makes the best wine.
Allie, my question is a simple one. Do other people get in the same wine before you do? Or do they put wine in every time? This had to be incredible.
They do it. There's like a schedule. And so they like empty it and clean it and redo it for each few people. So supposedly it's clean and sanitary.
There's not a room full of perverts where they go, all right, it's wine time. And they take it to
the
them.
Room full of perverts are in all the other pools. The wine one's the only one that's private. You get in with like two of your friends and that's
two of your friends? That's not private.
Hey, Tom, you want to go take a wine bath later? It's me and you, buddy.
It tastes 40 cooch.
Yeah. It's like, what?
No, and then the creeps get up. They drink the wine that Allie was in.
There's a touch of E. coli in my wine.
Yesterday was National Bubble Bath Day, and my daughter goes, I'm going to have a bubble bath, but I'm going to shower first. I go, what? She goes, well, I'm not going to take a bath and sit in all my nasty.
She's right.
Goop.
I think you should shower.
That is true.
You should shower. You should shower after.
Well, that's what I kind of
thought. How nasty are your friends?
What?
How nasty are they?
Daughters.
No, it's my daughter.
Oh, I thought it was your friend.
No, she no, wanted no, to
but,
take a bath.
To answer your question, they're very nasty.
But I thought,
filthy girls.
But I was thinking that's a Tom thing. You would take a shower before you take a bath? That
yeah,
makes
but
no
otherwise
sense.
You're sitting in your own.
And that's what she said. She goes, I'm not going to sit in my own filth.
Thank you.
She's well, then Tom would scrub the bathtub for an hour.
Do you, you have a hot tub, Tom? Do you have a jacuzzi?
No, no, I don't believe in them.
Don't believe in them.
No. No, I mean, I don't have that at my house.
But you know they exist, right?
No, I haven't.
Like an alien tub.
I have a bathtub.
I don't believe they exist. I've seen pictures, but they're all photoshopped.
Although it's my least favorite thing. I hate bathtub showers. They're slippery and dangerous.
Put a mat. Put a mat down.
Oh, I have a mat.
Okay.
But I still hate it. No, Allie, what? when you get out of this red wine bath,
lift the leg up to get in.
Is your skin all red?
A little bit. It's not super stainy, though. I mean, you don't sit in it for that long. It's like a 20-minute bath.
Is it hot?
Now, yeah, room temperature.
It's warm.
My limited knowledge of everything medical and biological, and I mean limited. Does your body soak up any alcohol by sitting in it? So do you start getting high like a transdermal patch would?
I think a little bit, but since you're not in it for that long, it's not that crazy. I think that's why they limit it to 20 minutes.
Because I know,
but yeah, you can feel something.
Do you pick the wine that you're getting into, or
you
is it just
don't?
Standard? There's no steward.
No, yeah,
because I'd be putting the P in Pinot Noir.
There's no sommelier.
Once I got in there.
I feel like box wine would be different than some aged wine.
What goes with fish?
Yeah, level of
pretentiousness. Oh, and we probably
I wish they did that with vodka. They have a box of vodka that with a little spout on it. You could open the door of your fridge and just push the
spout. Oh, my gosh.
Like wine?
I thought you meant you hope they did a vodka bath.
That wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be a vodka bath.
That would get you wrecked.
People were ill-advised. People were taking what is it called? The wine enemas, which apparently are quite dangerous.
Oh yeah.
I would think that's how some of the intoxication occurs in the wine bath.
But I'm. Does
there have to be some entering? I would think you're not airtight, are you?
There
Josh,
you go.
You were pre-med. You're not airtight, are you?
No, it flows in and out of your body as it wants.
Uh huh.
In the front, out the back, that kind of thing.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Over the stomach, through the gums.
We should probably note that Allie is not naked in this photograph.
She's not. Thank you. That's true. Exactly.
I hadn't seen.
Yeah, I was extremely disappointed. Christy said.
Yeah.
Well, we can see that she's wearing a top. We don't know about a bottom.
I think she's wearing a bottom.
There's a bottom on there. It's more of a wine pool than a wine bath.
Okay, now, did you take your boyfriend to this?
No, we broke up.
Oh, yay! Allie. No. Don't listen to the Yates. Are you okay? You guys were.
Hell, it's about time.
Ignore that. This is real. We knew this would happen at some point.
Did he hear
Are
the show?
You okay, Allie?
I'm fine. I'm okay. Actually.
Right, here's the I'm funniest good. Thing I've ever said on this show. Boy, I didn't see that coming.
Okay. Well, I, no, you're okay.
Yeah, your boyfriend was kind of a really, still a really good actor, but I'm kind of disappointed. I guess I.
No, his acting's yeah. going to suffer.
So does this
it's
mean
terrible? His acting.
Does this mean he can't
that.
Get me? He can't get me on Billions like I asked.
Yeah, there's not a chance.
Damn,
he's barely on there
so
anymore.
So what happened? Don't leave out anything. What happened?
Cheated.
Oh, Allie, I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
You know what's funny? Some of you guys know this. The audience doesn't really know. But a while ago, I had dated a guy who was an actor that I didn't talk much about, and he cheated. That was this guy that I got back together with.
Oh,
so,
the same fella. Okay.
Yeah.
You
I know. It
gave
was the same
him
fellow.
Another chance.
Allie,
and it wasn't even a second. It was like a third chance.
Allie, I'd like to weigh in here with some audio for you. This is how we all feel about this man.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I'm sorry.
Chicago! Chicago.
Allie, without getting too personal, how did you find out?
So, first of all, we even this time went through therapy. I mean, he made a whole display of how he was completely changed and so in love. And then the exact same girl that he had cheated with before called me.
Well, in that case, I don't think that's actually cheating.
If he seems loyal then.
Yeah, if he's already been there.
What?
No. If you cheat on somebody.
How do you feel about the term sister wife? Now, let me tell you
something. I think that's what he's going for. If anyone's interested in a washed up actor who cheats incessantly.
Give us a name. Give us a name now.
Do you want the name? He was, people can search. He was the older brother on Blossom, who's done some bit parts in the meantime. And
he is a good
terrible
actor.
Person.
That's a shame.
He's a good actor. Yeah. He may be a terrible person.
But... Wait, he was the older brother on Blossom?
Yeah. I love this because no one knows. Everyone knows Joey?
Yeah,
and I'm
no.
And they're like, there was no other brother.
Yeah, I remember the older brother. Wasn't the older brother the one always getting in like trouble and stuff like that on the show?
He had cheating with his mom's friends.
Cheating and
drinking, drugs.
So the question now is, Allie, In your role as our love advisor,
she is on the make.
Are you going to become bitter, and your answers will be like all of ours?
For Josh. Today, for sure.
Okay, well, let's do one and see if this new single on the prowl, Allie Breen, will be a different. So I can go back to my old intro.
Yeah. You kept using it anyway.
She's on the make. I thought this was inevitable.
We always want the best.
Because once again, we're all experts.
We were hoping.
Everyone said, including a lot of you guys, the cheaters always cheat. So I kind of walked into it myself. I'm a little bit relieved. I don't feel it was like devastating the first time. And this time it was like, well, there it is. So
how'd you figure this out, though? Did someone send you a photograph or?
No. So the girl called me incessantly, but she would just prank call me because
is your refrigerator
in high school,
running?
Apparently. Exactly.
Yeah, Prince Albert can.
I thought you were saying was calling you to let you know, but she's calling you to mess with you.
I guess I don't even know what their situation is. I mean, she acts like they're both. I have no idea.
Childish.
So she just kept calling. Childish. Yeah. Yes. And I was like, why is this girl calling me? This has been years since I've heard, like, what's going on? And he kept swearing nothing and she's just crazy. And then all of a sudden the other night he just broke down crying and was like, I have to tell you, this has been going on again. That was it. So he was about to get caught. He wasn't even coming clean of his own volition. It was just another one of those, I'm about to get caught, better tell the truth.
Better wind up the acting tears.
And you know what he said? He said, I hope we're strong enough to get through this. Which is amazing.
I gotta write that down. That's good.
That is amazing.
Oh my God.
The nerve.
Yeah, that one was.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Yes.
Don't let the dog out.
I'm sorry. Let's get to one of our letters, Allie. We'll see if we can, what your new.
Help some other people. Okay, here we go. Dear Allie, I saw my friend's husband on Tinder and I'm 100% sure it's him. What do I do?
Keep your mouth shut.
Really, Chris?
What?
Yeah, what did you just say? The bearer?
I don't know. I don't think I'd be the person that made that phone call. You could tell another person to have them call. Mm. I wouldn't want to do it.
How about a crank call?
Yeah.
Your husband's on Tinder. Your husband's on Tinder. Click.
Return to Tinder.
I swipe right on it. I swipe right and end up seeing if they swipe back.
Oh.
Would you? That's not actually not bad.
Or I'd screenshot it.
No, you show up and you show up and go, I didn't know it was you. And then just you're caught. That's awkward.
Yikes. Oh, I invited Susie to join us. Is that okay?
Yeah. It's like the pina
sister
colada song.
Wives.
Too much drama here. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Stay out of it.
Ugh.
That's awful.
Yeah,
don't want to be the bearer of that news.
No, you don't. I don't think.
What if your friend comes? I think my husband's been on Tinder.
Yeah, what do you say then?
What do you say then?
Because if you say, I know, you're... Well, why didn't you tell me?
And then if you say, well, I don't even know what Tinder is, you're a really bad liar. So,
what about just going to the husband and saying, hey, did I see you on Tinder?
Yeah.
Or you think he would just...
You want to go out?
Blind.
No. You don't do that. Stay out, I say.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, Josh?
I mean, if you're going to talk to anybody, maybe talk to the husband first, but otherwise stay out of it. Yeah.
How does the husband not think he's going to get caught, though? He's on Tinder. Somebody's going to come across.
But
you
if
would
you don't...
You would be shocked. At
well,
how
here's
many
the thing. There's a 0.001 chance that he's not on it. Somebody stole his photos. Can we at least give him that 0.001
Yes,
chance?
We can give him that. Because it does happen.
If your friend finds out you knew he was on Tinder.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
No, that's how you do it. I'm sure that you go, I'm sure that this was a, probably a stolen photo kind of situation.
That's a great,
right.
But
yeah.
use your way in. I'm sure you better tell your husband somebody's using his picture on Tinder.
Or tell him that.
No, you tell her that.
Yeah, well,
and then she
okay.
knows. Because that's giving it away.
I say don't do anything and just go watch something nice on Netflix.
And let it all unfold.
I recommend Bird Box.
Bird Box is good.
Okay.
I love the Bird Box.
Bird Box, Allie, when you do the wine, close your eyes too, just like Bird Box.
That's right.
Allie, when you do those wine enema things, do you say bottoms up?
Not well, it wasn't a wine enema.
It kind of was. You just didn't realize.
You changed the whole scenario for your crappy joke.
God.
So when you were there with the wine enema and the Polish guy.
And you were bowling.
Isn't that funny, huh?
With a rabbi.
I'm sorry.
A
wine-ema? What's our next letter, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend of 2 years just told me that he drunkenly kissed a girl at his corporate Christmas party where he told me they weren't allowed to bring plus ones or significant others. I consider it cheating, but he's insisting it was only a kiss and no big deal. Should I leave him over this?
It's up to you.
Okay, two things. First of all, a man ain't worth a damn till he's 50. Trust me. And adding the term, I was drunk. Almost, well, it does make it worse, okay?
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, trying to make an excuse.
I didn't know I just kissed
the girl. But he did admit it. He didn't wait for somebody to tell her.
What am I?
That is true.
What, did we switch roles? Drop him. Dump him.
Only you can figure this out.
Yeah, this is
Yeah.
What kind of kiss?
Yeah, what kind of kiss is exactly what I was thinking.
Oh.
A friend?
No, it's got to be a real kiss. Otherwise, he would have never mentioned it.
Did they touch tongues?
Did he grab her ass?
Did he? Tonsil hockey?
No.
Allie, have you touched tongues with anybody since your boyfriend?
No, the best
way to get over a man is to get under a new one. You know?
Shovel a pile of penises on it. And...
Excuse me. Let's move on.
Pile of penises.
Now, Allie, have you been back to Mexico since we last spoke? Because you seem to be going there about every 2 weeks.
I know. But now I can have a lot more fun when I go to Mexico,
absolutely.
I guess. Now I can
be careful.
Really let loose. But no, he and I were going to go on a trip, but we canceled it. So
why did your name and the phrase "still missing" flash into my head?
Maybe that's not the place to let loose.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
well, now, Pat Godwin, you let loose in Mexico, but sadly, it was your bowels.
Why am I the target of that?
Because you have his shirt on.
Did you know that's his favorite thing?
I'm sorry, Allie. One more letter, please.
Dear Allie, my mom of 55 and my best friend of 34 are both recently divorced, and my best friend's ex just asked my mom on a date.
Oh.
They've always been flirtatious, but this is really freaking me out. Should I try to stop this before it goes any further?
No, let them have their fun.
Mind your own business. No. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Is she 55 and he's 34? Is that
what
I'm hearing?
Yeah.
You go, girl.
I knew Christy was going to say, you go, girl.
Christy and I have switched places. Yes, all of a sudden, she's on board. Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
Well.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I agree.
I'm sure it's a little awkward, but who cares?
No, it
won't last long. Let him have some fun.
Does she have the responsibility? Like, because if he was asking her out, the best friend, you couldn't date your best friend's ex-husband. But is there any responsibility if it's the mom?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Allie, before we go, I want to do this real quick news story because it's so disgusting.
Sure.
Did you by chance see the door licker thing? The doorbell licker? This is a real news story. It was everywhere yesterday on the internet.
Police in California searching for a prowler who was caught vigorously licking a doorbell for several hours.
Oh,
surveillance
God.
Cameras at a home in
hours?
Salinas, yes, captured 33-year-old Roberto Herrero licking the doorbell at several different angles.
And whispering, I love you.
Like the alphabet.
Your little nub.
According to Smoking Gun, the footage also shows Arroyo answering the call of nature in the yard.
One second, Bill. I have to.
If apprehended, the 33-year-old could face charges related to prowling. Probation violation, as well as a theft charge for allegedly stealing an extension cord that was attached to a Christmas light display.
Oh my gosh!
This has to be
drug related.
This has to be
oh God, it has
an
to be
LSD thing or something. I mean, licking a doorbell for 3 hours.
That's insane.
I'm going to ring you.
This must be one of those. He probably had one of those jazz cigarettes. Yeah. That's what happened.
Well, actually, you know, maybe it's an LDS thing. Maybe he's a he's a Mormon.
And he took sister wife again.
The LDS and the LSD mixed together. No, this
thank
is
God he was in some warm weather. His tongue would be gone if he was doing that in New York.
So bizarre. 3 hours of licking a doorbell, and they had a little camera.
He wanted to get the job done.
I don't care how long
Josh is thorough and generous.
I start licking the doorbell, that thing rings, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Am I right, Joshy?
Mm-hmm. Right. Allie makes a good point. If this were not out west where it's warm, if it were in the Midwest,
God.
This is a Christmas story.
You get Christmas story. Mm-hmm.
You have a real situation. Yeah, that's worse than the situation he has.
Disgusting.
Bizarre.
If I'm going there, I'm going to knock.
He's not pressing that bell?
No,
did he know the people who lived in the house?
They don't know.
We don't know.
What about the back door?
Does it matter?
Well, sometimes chick in the throes of passion, things happen.
Look at the back door.
Look at the back door. Act like it was a mistake.
Tastes like a battery.
Dirt button.
Oh, jeez, if I had said that, he would have asked me to leave.
Allie, sorry about things not working out for you, but now you're a single gal on the make in New York City.
Chuckle.
Now you fit Tom's mold of what he wants you to be.
It's perfect. I'm actually happy. I'm doing great.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
I expect some very exciting stories.
Go out and get some D.
Yeah, exactly.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.